Welcome to Pursuing Biblical Masculinity, a podcast where we explore God's Word to uncover the disciplines we need to live out our faith. Our goal is to help men not just know Scripture, but enable them to put it into practice so they can stand firm in their faith. As we draw close to Christmas Day, I wanted to look at a man of extraordinary faith. Now, what made this man so incredible is that his first son was not really his biological son, but he took on that duty with immense amount of faith and determination to follow through on what the Lord had placed in front of him. And the man we're talking about today is Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus. So when we look at Christmas time, we're often bombarded with pictures of Santa Claus, elves, reindeer, and all this other miscellaneous information. And while that's fun, and it can be enjoyable to partake in, that's not the real meaning of Christmas. And I think we know that by now. Christmas is about Christ. It's a time of year where we look at how God did something incredible by sending his son into the world to live a perfect life and to die our death on our behalf so that we can be made right with him. And one of our roles as a spiritual leader of our homes is to keep the focus of our family in the right areas, and especially during this time of year. We need to keep Christ in the forefront and remind our families and ourselves why we celebrate and who we celebrate. And as we look at the birth of Christ, I want to pay special attention today to a really good example of a father who is keeping his focus on the right thing. So our reading from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25, and it says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.' All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet: 'Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel,' which means 'God with us.' When Joseph woke from his sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus." So Joseph was betrothed. He had a covenant to be married to Mary. And as Mary had gone away for a few months to be with her cousin Elizabeth and Zechariah as she was preparing the birth of John the Baptist, Mary was found to be with child. Now you can just imagine how Joseph might have felt. Shocked, angry, sad, probably layers of emotions going on when he notices something is different about Mary. He notices that she is now with child. And oftentimes, when the Lord has something for us, something powerful for us, he humbles us first. He brings us to a place that is often very low, and we don't like to be there. I know in my own story that the Lord, in order to get me where I am today, had to destroy the idols in my life. And that brought me to a very low place and humbled me. And here is Joseph. Nothing that he did brought him here, but God has placed him in a circumstance that humbled him. And Joseph was a righteous man. We see that he was a just man. And when Joseph notices that Mary is very different, in fact, and it looks like she has just committed a capital offense, Joseph decides to do something about it in the most just way possible. He resolves to do the right thing in the right way. Now, I don't know if I have that type of humility to be able to look at a situation like this and handle it that way. But what a great example of humility, an example of knowing the word of God. You can see here that Joseph is a man who really lives by Micah 6:8, which says, "He has told you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God." He was going to do what was right in a very humble way because he did not want to bring shame on Mary. This example of humility is very challenging. oftentimes during this Christmas season, we have to maybe be with people we don't necessarily want to be with, be in situations we don't necessarily want to be in, and it's hard for us often to hold our tongue and to really reflect the love of Christ, the kindness of God to those around us. But we can take an example from Scripture here and see what that looks like. By knowing God's word and trusting in His providence and knowing what He's called us to do, we can do things in the right way. But notice Joseph didn't just say, all right, I'm going to do this thing. Let's just get it done really quickly. He pondered these things. He considered these things is actually what it says. He didn't act in haste because he knew Mary. He had a relationship with Mary. He knew the kind of person that Mary was. And he just maybe trusted that little bit of intuition, the Holy Spirit speaking in his life and allowing him to pause. You see, when we got major decisions in our lives, oftentimes we like to be men of action and we move through things very, very quickly, but we often don't take time to slow down. We need to not assume things all the time. We need to not be so jaded by the world around us. And I'm speaking to myself as well. You see, Joseph feared the Lord. He studied God's word and he worked out what was going on before he made a decision. And he followed God's providence in this decision. And something happened because of that. He slept on it, right? He's considering these things. And as he's sleeping on it, trying to decide what is the right thing to do in this situation, God intervenes and he sends a messenger. He sends an angel to speak to Joseph in a dream. Now, contrary to popular belief, this is not a normal occurrence in Scripture. We don't see this happen quite a bit. And I don't know about you, I haven't had a lot of these interactions in my life. But Joseph has this amazing experience from the Lord where an angel comes to him and speaks into his life what God has set before him. So Joseph feared the Lord. The angel calls him a son of David, which not just talks about the way he lived his life, but also speaking about his lineage, being part of the tribe of Judah, knowing that the Messiah would come through the line of David. And Joseph was given very, very specific directions from this angel. He told him to not be afraid, right? He said, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. Don't worry about what other people say. Because the baby which she has conceived is not from you, it's from the Holy Spirit. And it is the Messiah who will save the people from their sins. And he tells him that he is supposed to call his name Jesus because he's going to save his people. And everything that's happening right now, Joseph, you know about because you've read it in the book of Isaiah. You've read these prophecies that the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. So Joseph has this amazing interaction. And after he has taken time to process and allow God to speak into him and tell him what to do, then he takes decisive action. He does exactly what the Lord has commanded him to do without worry of what everybody else would say. He is more concerned with following through and pleasing the Lord than he is with pleasing those around him. And often in this holiday season, we can find ourselves trying to please those around us while really going wayward from the things that we know we should be doing. And as men, I think we can learn a lot from the faith of Joseph. We can learn humility. We can learn the importance of being discerning and not jumping at things just because of the way we feel, but taking time to study God's word, to pray and seek the Lord's guidance. And then finally, to be decisive once the Lord has given us his answer. So as we look at this holiday season, as we look at the life of Joseph, who was given this very, very weighty job of being the earthly father of Jesus, we can look at how we can take these lessons and apply them to our families during this holiday season. So as you go to celebrate Christmas this year, I want you to kind of think about three things. First, how has God humbled you this year so that he could use you? And have you thanked him for that? The second is, how can you use this Christmas season to slow down and consider what Christ has done for you and the implications of his death, of his resurrection, but also of God humiliating himself and coming in the form of a baby so that we could be made right with him? And lastly, how can you use all of this that God's doing in your life to take more action in leading your family to Christ this Christmas? I hope you all have a blessed Christmas, and that you have a sweet time with your families as you rejoice in the coming